I think we're in an interesting period for messaging because the Islamic State is trying to sort of modify its messaging and modify its campaign in order to keep up with events, essentially its loss of territory. And that was such a powerful part of its messaging to be able to come to its estate and that it had been able to achieve this caliphate. And now it has to really adjust to explaining its losses and explaining how people should continue to follow it in spite of its losses. And I think one of the interesting things to watch is the effect that messaging has on recruitment. Of course, one of the things the group wants to do is inspire attacks, especially in the United States, especially in Europe, while it's experiencing these territorial losses so it can show that it's still viable. So I think what we're going to see now is there's going to be a lot fewer people who are joining the Islamic State as sort of the people who are joining something that's popular on the rise. We see it with sports teams and other things. And now we're going to see really a much more sort of diehard and committed people joining the group. So it changes, I think, who is joining the group, but it doesn't necessarily make it that much less dangerous.
Yeah, that was my question. How much less or more dangerous is having the diehard essentially seeking after this group and essentially pouring their hopes and dreams into this organization than you have than when you have the transient person looking for a thrill?
Right. It's almost the quantity over quality issue. And the Islamic State for a long time was really good at attracting quality, at attracting quantity. It was able to attract a lot of people, including perhaps some that were not of the level of quality that we've seen. And that was one of the comparisons we would make between Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, that Al-Qaeda was a much smaller organization, but a very high quality one. And the Islamic State was a much bigger tent, if you will, and maybe some of the quality of its fighters weren't as good. But what we're seeing now is when you bring it down to its harder core, those who are willing to stay and keep fighting or those who are willing to support the group, you do have the diehards, you do have a higher level of quality. And so it shifts how the threat proposes and how it manifests itself. But I'm not sure that it's necessarily less dangerous in that way because you have a higher level of commitment from the people who are remaining.
One of the things we've talked about in the past is the U.S. had trouble with its counter-messaging. Where does that stand these days?
This does not seem to have been a major effort by the United States, at least that I'm aware of, in response to recent events. It's we haven't really seen a concerted U.S. campaign to really capitalize on the Islamic State's losses and really exploit them from a messaging standpoint. That may just not be where this administration is putting a lot of its efforts. There is still a counter-messaging entity and center within the State Department, but it's got a much broader mission now that includes Russia and Iran and some other things. So it may be that they're not as tightly focused on the Islamic State because they have this much broader mission. So it doesn't seem like the United States is really undertaking a major effort against this on the messaging front.
And I suppose that's where the danger can come in if you're kind of distracted when dealing with an organization that's slippery like ISIS, and also that is more than seriously terrorism-focused organization. That is, what I'm getting at here is this organization is interested in drawing in followers to be popular in addition to being a dangerous terrorist organization, whereas you have Al-Qaeda, which is very focused on issues, local issues, regional issues, etc. But you have a situation like this with ISIS that, you know, they're focused on a bunch of things. So I suppose this possible distraction could be a bit of an issue in the near term for the U.S., no?
I think you're right about that. And I think that the United States has a history of seeing groups as prematurely defeated. If we even think back to the Taliban or the Islamic State in its previous iterations, and there's some concern about that with Al-Qaeda now as well, that weakened organizations can rejuvenate, they can rebuild. And if they get enough space and time and resources and air to do so, they have actually, some of them have tremendous capabilities to return. And I think the Islamic State has demonstrated that. I mean, it is the third iteration, the fourth iteration of an organization. So I think in particular, it has demonstrated that if you give it some space, it can find a way to rebuild.
Tricia Bacon is a former State Department counterterrorism analyst and an assistant professor now at the American University. J.J. Green, WTOP News.